Well, another landmark moment for the Royal Conservatory of Music and Koerner Hall, the beloved jewel of performance in the city, arts and culture, celebrating 15 years going into the 2023-24 season. Hard to believe. Today we learn details about a good portion of the season ahead with more than 30 concerts planned, including classical, jazz, pop, world music. This fresh list of concert events arrives on the heels of a thrilling pair of concerts featuring Maestro Riccardo Muti and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Joining us now with a very special preview and the press release still warm in his hand right now, it is Royal Conservatory of Music and Koerner Hall Executive Director of Performing Arts, Mervan Mehta. Welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us, as usual.
Great to be with you. And I have to talk about Chicago because I know it was a few weeks ago, but I think the city is still energized and reverberating with what that was. Everybody who saw the concerts, the rehearsals, it was just electric in the city. I think it was everything you hoped for.
And more. Yeah. You know, I know the Chicago Symphony well. I used to work for them as a consultant. And so when we got into the orchestra game and bringing the big orchestras, we said, let's start at the top. Muti, Chicago Symphony, Pictures at an Exhibition, Beethoven 7 and 8, Prokofiev 5. It was a dream come true.
People, everybody I spoke to who, you know, and these weren't even necessarily classical fans, they were just blown away, the sound. I mean, I know you were thinking about, can we put all the members on stage? Can we do everything we want to do with this? It felt like it ran fairly smoothly.
Yeah, we managed to fit everybody in. I mean, I told them at the beginning, pretend you're at the Music Verein in Vienna because our stage is actually bigger. The hall is not bigger, but the stage
area a little bit
bigger. So you can play in Vienna, so you can play here.
Right.
So, some of the violin players had to play, as we say, elbows in, you know. they fit.
So on the heels of that, and such an incredible experience for the people of Toronto and classical music lovers, you've decided to double down, and you have this signature event, this International Orchestra Series. Tell us what you have done, Mervan Mehta.
Well, our dear friend Yannick Nezet-Séguin has been with us before with his Orchestre Metropolitain de Montréal.
Where he has a lifetime appointment.
He does, and he just re-upped his appointment in Philadelphia until 2030. I can't even imagine signing a contract to 2030.
But I guess it's closer than we think.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot closer. they're going to come on our International Orchestra Series,
that
the
is
Philadelphia
huge.
Orchestra.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Grammy Award winners in the last couple of years. Unique. I mean, maybe one of the most sought-after music directors, conductors in the world right now.
Yeah, and just a lovely, lovely human, a good friend of ours. And they're playing a Rachmaninoff Symphony and a Florence Price Symphony, which is what they won the Grammy for last year.
Koerner Hall, April 17th. That's an event.
To be clear, April 17th, 2024.
That's right.
Yeah, not this April.
That's right. And the other one, it was interesting about Daniel Barenboim in 2022, turned 80 years old on covers of magazines, new recordings put out on Deutsche Grammophon, but then sort of mentioned that he was starting to think about stepping back from a few of his duties, but you've landed the master.
Well, he is stepping back. He's kind of stepped way back from his day-to-day administrative programming, hiring, auditioning duties at the—
People forget it's not just a man with a baton in his hand, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot more than that.
I mean, he's not only music director of the Staatskapelle Berlin and the Staatsoper in Berlin. He's also the music leader of Berlin, therefore the music leader of Germany, and you could probably expand it and say one of the music leaders of Europe.
Sure.
So he is stepping back from a lot. It's not because of age, but he does have some health issues. But, you know, we spoke a few weeks ago and he said, I'm stepping back from all that day-to-day stuff so that I can do an opera here or there, so that I can do a tour here and there. So we have two nights of the Staatskapelle Berlin playing all four Brahms symphonies. The only other place he's going on the tour is Carnegie Hall and Chicago Symphony Center, which is where he was music director for many years. So it's Toronto, Chicago, and Carnegie. Not a bad group.
Not a bad group. November 25th, November 26th. And that is this year.
That's this in 2023, yes.
Absolutely incredible. Daniel Barenboim and Staatskapelle Berlin with those performances. All right, let's talk about what you're doing with your recitals. Always exciting because you can bring in these huge names. I mean, just to go through some of these names here, Sir Andra Schiff, Angela Hewitt coming back to Toronto, Vikingur Olafsson with the Goldberg Variations, Aline Grimaud, Igor Levit. I mean, superstar.
And a few of them haven't been with us. Igor has never been with us. We've been trying for many years.
I talked to piano lovers, and a lot of people put him really high on their list right now.
If you look at that generation, just like the 35 to 45-year-olds, mm-hmm. Not exactly sure how old he is, but he's in there somewhere. He's the guy. And Víkingur Ólafsson as well. That's the new generation. And we love Andras Schiff and Richard Good and Angela Hewitt. And they've been with us many, many times, and we're thrilled to have them back. But we have to start embracing some of the younger talent. And one of the ones that is brand new, never played in Toronto before, is Mahani Teev. And that's not a name that's going to, you know, perk up interest from a lot of people right away. Mahani is from Easter Island. She has a record out called Songs of Rapa Nui, the traditional name.
We did play it as one of our featured records last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
So she's, it's an extraordinary story because she was kind of self-taught as a, 11, 12-year-old, and a wealthy American industrialist was, going to Easter Island, as one does.
Kind of discovered her. Is that right?
And said, yeah. Well, you're amazing. Where did you study? And she said, I didn't really study anywhere. Just
here on the Easter Islands.
Yeah. And so he paid for her to go to Santiago, Chile to get her formal education. She then went to Cleveland, studied with Babayan, who was Daniel Trifonov's teacher, and now has an international career. But she's not really interested in a huge, 40, 50 weeks on the road. She went back to Easter Island. She started a school. Every kid in Easter Island who wants to play the piano or a violin or a flute is now having lessons through her and her team. And so she'll be kicking off our season in October.
Mahani Teev, Sir Andras Schiff, Angela Hewitt, Víkingur Ólafsson, Aline Grimaud, and Richard Good, too. We should mention that, playing the Diabelli Variations. Mitsuku Uchida was such a big record last year performing it. And not enough people know about the Diabelli Variations. So.
Yeah, I think we've only programmed it twice, and the other time was with Sir Andras Schiff.
Let's talk a little bit about your vocal concerts. You've got several, but kind of a big one as well.
Vocals, we have one kind of straight-ahead recital, and that's with a young Canadian named Emma Nikolovska, who went to the Glenn Gould School, actually, as a violinist, then became a singer, went to Guildhall,
wow.
And now is all over Europe. She's singing in Berlin with Barenboim. She's singing in major opera houses. She's playing with people like Andras Schiff. She'll be coming with Charles Richard Amelin, the Montreal-based Chopin medalist. Emma's someone that, like Emily D'Angelo, who's coming in a couple of weeks, is someone we're really keeping an eye on, young Canadian mezzos. We have several, it seems, Wallace Junta and now Emma as well.
And I should point out, too, Mervon, that's something you do. I mean, bringing in a voice like that, bringing in a name like that, doesn't necessarily secure a full house. But you have to believe in arts and culture in this city and in this country, and you have to take those risks.
Absolutely.
And I think people need to, when you see these lists of names, when you see these concerts happening, respond, be a part of it, because you've curated it and you know what you're putting out into the world.
Yeah, I mean, I have no doubt that she belongs on our stage, from a talent level. What our job now is, and you're a big help with that, is getting the word out. Who is she? What does she sound like? Is she any good? Yes, and take a chance. Tickets are less expensive than some of the other ones, but we need to build up these talents. And it's not only Canadian, but obviously if we find a Canadian that's in that kind of realm, we want to do everything we can. And she's an ex-student of ours, so we adore her.
That's a big part of it.
But the other big vocal concert is, a few years ago, right before COVID, we did two concerts with L.A. Master Chorale with a piece called Lagrime di San Pietro, directed by Peter Sellers, the great theater and opera director. So they've now collaborated again in a piece by Heinrich Schütz, who's pre-Bach. It's not a name that everyone knows.
A little early Baroque there.
Yeah, and he wrote a piece at the bequest of some rich prince who was dying during the 30 Years' War, and the plague was going on, and he wanted his funeral music written before he died.
Right.
So this is a piece called...
So many stories like that.
Yeah, it's a piece called Music to Accompany a Departure, and what Peter Sellers has done is taken this music note for note, but made it into a post-COVID, post-pandemic elegy. There's so many people. I mean, we talked, I went to see it in LA a few months ago, and we talked afterwards. He said, people lost their mother and they couldn't say goodbye. They had to say goodbye through a glass, or they had to say goodbye on FaceTime. People lost their kids without being able to hug them. Imagine a 4-year-old or a 90-year-old with nobody in the room with them as they die, and you can't do anything. This is a piece that tries to address that and give some closure to all the people we lost during the pandemic.
I'll mention a couple of names from your ensembles category. Great to have Daniel Hope back in Toronto.
Always.
With his Celtic Dreams. You've got the Dover Quartet. Leif Ove Andsnes, who is something of a rare appearance in this city, back again.
With Dover playing two piano quintets.
And then the Kronos Quartet for the 50th anniversary farewell tour, which is bittersweet. Isabel Faust and ensemble, and then Peter Ungian, Stuart Goodyear, and the Royal Conservatory Orchestra heading to Carnegie. So
yes,
it's nice when you can start to, you know, travel with some of these.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a concert in Kerner, and then 3 days later they go and make their debut at Carnegie Hall, which we're extremely excited about.
Want to mention our friend Guido Basso. I was lucky enough to, in a former life, work alongside that man. Incredible performer, legend of jazz in the city. We just lost him. And we're going to talk about some of your jazz concerts, but reflections.
Well, you know, Guido was just the consummate player.
Fun guy, too.
I don't think there's anyone who had a better sound on the flugelhorn anywhere, not just Canada, anywhere in the world. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing these tributes come through on social media today. Every single musician that writes about it says, but what a sweet guy. Helped me when I needed something. When I was coming up, you know, I went to Guido. He gave me some advice. It's just the type of guy he was. And he kept Canada as his home. He could have been anywhere. He was through and through Canadian.
He really played
with all the greats. I mean, of course, he was with Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass for many years. We did a concert a few years ago called the Order of Canada Band.
I did the same concert when I was, working across the street. And I remember he was the one who kind of saved me because he knew I was a little intimidated by some of that talent. And he really just helped me out. He was such a sweet guy that way.
Yeah, we've just posted yesterday version of East of the Sun, West of the Moon that Guido plays a solo flugelhorn on with the Order of Canada Band, which we taped 6 years ago in Kerner. It just shows you what a generous, consummate musician. I mean, someone wrote that I saw today that every solo was fresh, every solo had incredible ideas, and was completely logical. When you think of so an improvised solo being completely logical,
right.
You know, you think about what that actually means. And Guido did that every single time.
I love it. So sort of free, but some math involved as well. We'll mention some of the names you've got. Robbie Botosh and friends. I think he just played, right?
Did he just played on Saturday night with Jens Lindemann and played an Oscar Peterson tune and a bunch of big band tunes. But the jazz kind of theme is bona fide masters, but all the concerts are bringing up some new talent. We were talking about on the classical side, on the jazz side as well. So Robbie Botosh is going to bring Joanna Majoko, a lovely younger singer who needs to be heard more. Toronto-based singer, but people need to know more about her.
Christian McBride will be back with you. I mean, always a superstar. Brad Mehldau, solo, just a big article in The New Yorker recently about him. Terrence Blanchard, who was Grammy nominated for what he did with the Metropolitan Opera.
Grammy win, in fact.
And so he's coming as part of this new season. Incredible. And I have to say, a Grammy Award winner a few weeks ago. Good timing on this one, Samara Joy.
Well, I've been following Samara, you know, not long because she hasn't been around long.
No.
A couple of years I've been
best new artist at the Grammys.
Best jazz.
She was on the big broadcast.
Yeah, best jazz vocal and best new artist, which I'm sure, you know, annoyed so many hip-hop and indie rock people.
That's right.
But she is the real deal. She makes no apology for being a traditional jazz singer in the school of Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae, and she's got an incredible voice.
She really does. Kind of old school. I mean, really takes it right back.
Very much old school.
Yeah. All right. Current subscribers, you know what to do. You've got an email in your inbox. Purchase your subscriptions now. Subscriptions on sale on Tuesday for new subscribers, February 21st. That's a week from today at 10 a.m. And then tickets on sale Friday, February 24th at 10 a.m. Tickets and subscriptions are available online at rcmusic.com/performance. Or you can call 416-408-0208 or in person, of course, at the Westin Family Box Office. Royal Conservatory of Music and Kerner Hall Executive Director of Performing Arts, Mervon Mehta. Congrats on a 15th season. Congrats on these wonderful concerts that we know about so far, and it looks great.
Lots more coming. Thanks for your support.